And now a conversation for all the young girls out there with high aspirations. And who doesn't have high aspirations as a little kid with a whole life ahead of her? But for girls, there's a bit of a debriefing that parents, especially moms, have to do to explain things like why boys get more attention. Why do they seem to have more power? How things aren't exactly equal. Why boys have this idea that they are better than girls. Ridiculous, said one of my own daughters when she was 5 and was having a boys versus girls argument with a boy in her class. But not so ridiculous later on when it comes to things like glass ceilings or even what we were talking about this week on the program, research that shows women who have a reputation for speaking up in the workplace can actually hurt their careers, even today. So how to let girls in on some of this tough reality without breaking their hearts or their spirits? For Mother's Day now, One Mom's Solution, a collaboration with her daughter to, in a sense, start life above any ceiling, break the glass, see the world from above the clouds. I want you all to meet Patricia Ellis Herr, author of Up, A Mother and Daughter's Peak Bagging Adventure. Patricia, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And also with us, Alex Herr. How old are you, Alex?
9 years old.
And you're there with your mother. First of all, happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Little early. Alex, how old were you when you first climbed to the top of a mountain?
5.
What was it like to look out from the summit and see everything?
It was very nice.
Nice. Do you think you can do anything when you're at the top of a mountain?
Yeah, you can. Well, you see the pretty views and feelings very nice because it's your first mountain.
It's your first mountain. And you didn't stop there, right? For you, it's not just one mountain, right?
No.
How many peaks have you bagged, to use the word in your mom's book there?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard question because we did the 48, but then we kept going, so... well over 150 by now.
150 slugs up mountains. You've seen a lot of mud, a lot of snow, right, Alex?
Yep.
So, Patricia Ellis Herr, tell me about this collaboration and what it is you learn about yourself as a mom, as a woman, and what you learn about your daughter when you're on climbs together as you've been.
Well, when we started, it's when we did our first mountain, it was almost a complete whim. It wasn't until we really got up there and got on our first peak that I realized how empowering that the experience was to work very hard at something and then stand on the top, reach your goal, stand on the top of a summit, see the views, feel good about yourself. And seeing Alex go through that experience and then ask to do it over and over and over again, it was a way to emphasize her strengths that she already had within her, but to bring them out so that she was more aware of them herself.
Now, were you tempted ever to say when she wanted to go again and again and again and again, no, we've done it, let's move on? Why did you keep going with this? That's what's so interesting.
Well, there was really not a reason not to. I mean, why would you say no? If there's a person who obviously has the capabilities and who wants to do something, I don't think anybody should get in their way as long as you're safe about it. I've never been one to pay much attention to conventional standards of what kids should or shouldn't do because they never made any sense. You know, I'm the mom who will let my kids go up the slide on the playground as long as no one's waiting to come down because, you know, well, why not? Why not exactly? So as long as we were being safe about it and as long as she wanted to keep getting out there was no reason not to.
Can you tell me about some of the conversations that you had with your daughter in some of these arduous climbs about the kinds of realities that you have faced and she will face as a young woman?
Yes. We've had conversations that I really wish I didn't have to have with her or anybody. When you're out there hiking and you're out there 8, 10, 12 hours at a time with one of your kids, a lot of things just come up. And she would ask questions about, you know, this boy said I can't do this because I'm a girl, these kinds of things. And, I remember first encountering that kind of sexism as a kid myself and being really angry about it. And so obviously I could relate to her frustrations. And so as a woman talking to your daughters, you have to tell them that, well, of course, that's wrong. That's a lie. But you are going to encounter that attitude. So what can you as a person and as an individual, what can you do about it?
Mm.
And these are conversations I hate having because I hate that that is a reality. But you do have to have them with your kids at some point. With Alex, I had it a little sooner than I was hoping I'd have to have.
Although a great conversation to have with the backdrop of a gorgeous mountain view and all the sort of effort and power that goes into making the summit. One of the other things you learn from this book that you helped your mom write, Alex, is that your dad almost lost his life on a mountain and, in fact, walks with artificial limbs when he climbs, even today. Do you ever get afraid at the risks of climbing?
Well, usually not, except when it's like in the winter and you're on a steep winter, slide, and there's lots of ice and there's not very much stuff you can grab a hold to. That was on Mount Washington when we did it in the winter. Then I felt a little scared.
How old do you think you're going to be, Alex, when you climb Everest?
I don't know.
I hope never. I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen. I mean, if that's what she ever really wanted to do, then I guess I'd support it. But that's a little bit of a different kind of mountain.
Indeed.
To climbing.
Indeed. Well, it's great to talk to both of you. I want you to have the best Mother's Day this weekend. And Alex, you've got a young sister coming up behind you, right?
Yep. She's done the 48, too.
Yeah, her name is Sage, and she's done the White Mountain 48 4Ks as well.
Unbelievable. My kids ride their bikes, sometimes. Alex Herr and Patricia Ellis Herr, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Patricia Ellis Herr is the author of Up, A Mother and Daughter's Peak Bagging Adventure, Climbing 48 Mountains and Counting.